Welcome to Beyond Reports, a monthly podcast brought to you by GRI, where we hear how members of GRI's network are taking action to create a more sustainable economy and world. I'm your host, Davian Ford. Later in the program, I'll be speaking with Tamara Barker, Chief Sustainability Officer and Vice President for Environmental Affairs at UPS. We discuss the company's global effort to reduce emissions via innovation and collaboration. But first, here's a wrap-up of sustainability news from the past month. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists has released a public database of 360,000 individuals and companies that are mentioned in the now infamous Panama Papers. Around 400 journalists around the world have been sifting through the 11.5 million documents, which were leaked to reporters last year. The documents chronicle the alleged use of offshore shell companies to evade taxes or to launder earnings from bribery, embezzlement, and other illicit activities. The revelations in the documents have led to calls for new initiatives and legislation to increase transparency and combat corruption. Japan's government has announced that it will propose an action plan to combat graft at the upcoming G7 meeting at the end of May. And in the wake of the Panama Papers, UK Prime Minister David Cameron convened a one-day anti-corruption summit in London. The aim of the summit was to galvanize a global response to tackle corruption. At the summit, Prime Minister Cameron and representatives from France, Kenya, the Netherlands, Nigeria, and Afghanistan pledged to launch public registers of true company ownership. But critics, including Oxfam, claim the summit was undermined by the fact that little was done to increase transparency of UK territories and crown dependencies. One in five of the world's plant species face extinction. That's one of the findings in the recently released study, State of the World's Plants, which was authored by 80 scientists. Currently, there are roughly 391,000 plant species known to science, and each year an additional 2,000 species are discovered, mainly in Australia, Brazil, and China. Scientists believe that several of the species discovered in 2015 have already gone extinct as a result of climate change and the conversion of forests into farmland. U.S. President Barack Obama welcomed the President of Finland and the Prime Ministers of Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Iceland to the White House for talks on a number of issues, including climate change. The leaders agreed to apply strict environmental standards and climate goals to commercial activities in the Arctic. The pledge will likely have significant implications for energy exploration, shipping, and fishing in the region. This comes just 1 month after the United States and Canada made a similar pledge. And you can find more sustainability news and other information by visiting the GRI website, www.globalreporting.org. And now it's time for the interview. This month with Tamara Barker, Chief Sustainability Officer and Vice President of Environmental Affairs at the global logistics and package shipping company, UPS. UPS is a member of GRI's Gold community.
What are the biggest sustainability challenges facing UPS?
Well, I think our biggest challenge is the emissions for fleets. It's really impossible to be a global logistics company without utilizing trucks and airplanes. And inevitably, they use fuel, they emit greenhouse gases, and create an environmental impact. This is a significant challenge for any company, including UPS, as we seek to drive sustainability practices. At UPS, we set a goal to reduce our carbon intensity by 20% by year 2020. And at the end of 2015, we've actually reduced 14.5% toward the goal compared to our 2007 baseline.
What role does sustainability reporting play in helping UPS address those challenges?
The materiality process helps drive our sustainability strategy and reporting, as well as our goals and key performance indicators. And reporting also helps us hold ourselves accountable. We set goals and targets, and then we report our progress every year. Transparent disclosure also gives us the opportunity to share with our stakeholders what's working well and where we need to focus our efforts and make progress in other areas. Reporting also allows us to showcase how we're addressing our sustainability issues that are important to our stakeholders in our business, such as emissions, fuel supply, customer privacy, employee health and safety, diversity and inclusion, and humanitarian relief. And then our entire report is assured and verified by Deloitte & Touche, so we and our stakeholders know that the data and information is accurate and credible. We hold our sustainability reporting to the same high standards that verify our financial reporting.
What initiatives or projects has UPS put in place to reduce or mitigate its sustainability impacts?
Okay, at UPS we think about sustainability through two lenses. First, how can we operate in a more sustainable way? And then secondly, how can we help customers ship more sustainably? So what we do on our own operations to reduce emissions, our optimized and integrated global logistics network is the foundation of our sustainability strategy. This allows us to use an intermodal shifting strategy. For example, when a customer chooses a delivery time, we choose the most efficient mode of transportation to meet it. And in doing this, we've avoided over 16.2 million metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions with this intermodal shifting strategy. And we also operate our rolling laboratory of more than 6,900 alternative fuel and advanced technology vehicles. And with this rolling laboratory, we've committed to use more than 60 million gallons of renewable diesel and renewable natural gas over the next several years, with a $100 million commitment for fuel vehicles and infrastructure. Then we've also implemented Orion. At the end of 2017, we expect to reduce the distance driven by our drivers by 100 million miles annually. We also will avoid 10 million gallons of fuel and 100 million metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions. And we're also working with other stakeholders, such as the WBCSC's Low Carbon Technology Partnership, where we collaborate with other logistics companies to discover more efficient ways of transporting packages.
How has UPS benefited from engaging with GRI and being a member of our gold community?
Oh, we've had great benefit. We've been with partners of GRI for more than a decade, and in 2014, we were among the first company to adopt the GRI G4 comprehensive framework. And in working with GRI, this made for a smooth transition as we advanced our transparency and reporting, which is very important to us. Engaging with GRI helps UPS hone in on issues that are most important to our various stakeholders. It helps us to report really on what matters the most. And our reporting has evolved over the years, but we have a culture of constructive dissatisfaction at UPS, and we're always looking for ways to improve. So being part of the gold community helps UPS learn from others, get insight into other companies' reporting practices, and find ways that we can improve. And the local GRI Gold Roundtable sessions really help us to connect with other companies that have a deeper discussion and have deeper discussions about reporting and best practices. And then the increased focus on training that GRI Gold Community has initiated provides companies opportunities to keep up to date on news and other very valuable information related to transparency and reporting.
Okay. Tamara, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, it's time for Empowering Action, where we look at some of the pressing challenges around the world and tell you what we're doing to help people use sustainability data to take action. This month, we focus on the 5th GRI Global Conference, which will open tomorrow on May 18th in Amsterdam at the Rye Convention Center. The conference will bring together GRI's global multi-stakeholder network for 3 days of inspirational discussions, networking events, and masterclasses on important sustainability topics such as human rights, climate change, the next era of corporate disclosure, and specific reporting topics such as materiality and supply chain. More than 1,100 delegates from 77 countries will attend the conference, which will feature more than 200 speakers. This year's theme is Empowering Sustainable Decisions. Here's GRI's chief executive, Michael Meehan.
So what do we mean when we're talking about empowering sustainable decisions? GRI was a pioneer for almost 20 years in the sustainability reporting space, and really took sustainability reporting from a niche practice into something that's pretty mainstream. But the world's changed a lot in those last 20 years, and sustainability reporting and sustainability information is being used in all kinds of different ways, right? There's new rating systems, there's new standards out there, and it's becoming pretty complex for corporations. But the issues and the important issues around critical things like human rights or climate change or corruption, those issues still remain. So when you think about it, it's not really about the sustainability report. It's about the reporting process, That's what GRI is really all about. And the reporting process needs to stay, but the output of that process, which may or may not be a report, is really what we should be focusing on. We should be focusing on the data. We should be focusing on the information in that reporting process and how to utilize it. So that's what this conference is really about. It's about what's next in sustainability and reporting.
The fifth GRI Global Conference, Empowering Sustainable Decisions, starts tomorrow, the 18th of May, and runs until the 20th. For those of you who are not able to join us, you can stay up to date by following GRI on Twitter and visiting the GRI website, where you will find articles and films each day of the conference. Just go to www.globalreporting.org. And that's all the time we have for this edition of Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI. Be sure to join us again next month. Until then, remember, it's not the report that matters, it's what you do with that information that can really make a difference.